You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Last week, the Green Party unanimously agreed to use the Waka jumping legislation to remove former Green MP Darlene Tunner from Parliament. The party has historically been against the legislation, with a long-standing history of opposing Waka jumping laws and their use. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court, I asked what the ACT Party's views on this decision were, considering the ACT Party was the last to use the legislation in 2003, removing Donna Awatere Huata, who was accused of fraud. We also discussed Gore District Council's plan to designate the entire region as a site of cultural significance, which the ACT Party strongly opposes, calling it a land grab. And finally, we talk about the University of Auckland introducing a compulsory course focused around Te Tiriti o Waitangi for all students, which the ACT Party has been vocally opposing. The Green Party has voted to use the Waka jumping law to remove Darlene Tunner from Parliament. What's the ACT Party's stance on this decision?
Well, it's a sad day for democracy that the Green Party's decided to use this party hopping legislation they voted against. And regardless of what you think of the Green Party, it's important that only voters can remove a representative from Parliament. And once you allow one group of members from Parliament to strip the rights of another member to be in Parliament, then you actually remove the conscience of MPs speaking on behalf of New Zealanders, and that's just not a place that the ACT Party wants New Zealand to go.
So the ACT Party doesn't support the use of the Waka jumping legislation?
No, we voted against it when it came up in the previous Parliament.
The last party to use the Waka jumping legislation was the ACT Party back in 2000. Has the stance changed significantly since then?
Yeah, look, those circumstances were quite different. And the Member of Parliament who was ousted, Stan, had criminal convictions. So, it's quite a different set of circumstances. But what I will say, about Darlene Tunner, who is the subject of the Green Party's actions, is that she's actually been contributing quite effectively from my perspective in Parliament. She has participated in Environment Committee consideration of legislation like Fast Track Approval Spill. Yeah, she's given a very considered and measured response to that, which was tabled with the committee's report back to Parliament on Friday. And, from my perspective, she has been quite effective as a Member of Parliament representing the people and the issues that she was elected to. So, I think the Greens should wait and see the outcome of the Court of Appeal decision before taking any further action.
The ACT Party says that property rights are being pointlessly threatened in Gore, where the Gore District Council has a proposed plan to designate the entire district as a site and area of significance to Māori. Why is the ACT Party so concerned about this move?
It's just completely impractical. While landowners who have wahi tapu on their farms, for example, on properties, understand there's a very good reason to have those things identified on plans and on their property file, it makes absolutely no sense at all to say that, when I stand in a place and look around, everything's of significance to Māori, which then gives iwi and hapu decision-making over how other people use all the land that can be seen. It doesn't make any sense. It's not practical. It essentially looks like a land grab by the district council, in the sense that they want to give one group decision-making over how private property owners use their land. The ACT Party says it's completely unacceptable and it's an abuse of the powers that exist under the Resource Management Act.
The Gore District Council says there are no specific restrictions that are currently associated with sites and areas of significance to Māori, and that currently in the district plan, Mana Whenua already review resource consents. Why does the ACT Party think this change is going to have such an impact?
Well, because once a location or a feature is identified as being of significance to iwi and hapu in a particular district, then that has they have an increased ability to influence and potentially participate in the decision-making process about that. And if it is a truly significant feature, or a place that is regarded as a wahitapu, which already has definitions under the Resource Management Act, then you know, I can understand why that might be needed. But an entire district. So that would allow then these unelected, appointed and people to be making decisions about how other people use their land. And it's not consistent with a democracy based on property rights. It's not just a land grab, it's a waste of time and money, and it's taking away the attention of a district council from things that they should be focused on, like making sure their infrastructure is working well and that it's easy to build homes and start businesses, you know, that the planning system in their district is efficient. And they're doing completely the opposite, and that's why the ACT Party opposes it.
Does the ACT Party see the value in having mana whenua involved in decision-making processes when it comes to resource consents?
Only when it's over their own resources, on their own land. Of course, they should have a decision-making role. I think it's very, very challenging to accept that a group of unelected and appointed people would have decision-making over how other people use their land. And that, unfortunately, is the direction the Resource Management Act has taken us in, and that's why ACT has proposed, and it's been accepted by the Coalition, that we're going to replace the Resource Management Act with a system based on property rights. So that will mean that you have fewer Tom, Dick and Harrys could turn up and object to your development. What the Gore District Council is proposing to do is actually embed this notion that these unelected, appointed people can participate in decision-making over how people use their land, and it's just not compatible with liberal democracy and this concept of property rights, which, you know, if we want to be a property-owning democracy, people want to aspire to own their own home and start their own business, we can't have all of these people turning up to say, oh, I think this is significant to us and you shouldn't be allowed to do something.
The ACT Party has been vocally criticising the University of Auckland for introducing a compulsory Te Tiriti o Waitangi course for students. Why is the party so against this move?
Well, because we think the University of Auckland should be focusing on improving its delivery of academic knowledge and try to get back into the top 150 universities, because they've fallen out of that ranking for the first time since 2020. They've fallen 6.1 percentage points in the International Outlook score. It's the most navel-gazing, inward-focused, frankly, it's anti everything that a university should be trying to do by insisting that there is one way of looking at the world that's more important than others and everyone's going to be forced to learn it. What they should be doing is encouraging the students to seek a wide range of knowledge. You know, these students will be going out onto the world stage either to work or to become academics themselves. And that we need to rediscover this universal knowledge system, such as the scientific method, and engage in a free and open contest of ideas, not be limited, corralled, you know, put in a lane that says, you know, this is how you have to look at the world through this concept of tikanga, which, you know, might be relevant to some people in New Zealand, but is not relevant for students as they're going into the world of work and out into the big wide world.
So you're saying Te Tiriti doesn't hold relevance in a wider context?
Well, this is about Indigenous knowledge. This is not about Te Tiriti. This is a tikanga or worldview course. And the ACT Party would say that putting Indigenous knowledge on a pedestal is not just going to impact universities' rankings. it's going to impact on effective academic inquiry, which requires that all knowledge is contestable. So this is not a Te Tiriti matter. This is about the scientific method. And if Auckland University wants to maintain its rankings or improve them, they're going to have to focus on enlightenment values and the ability to seek knowledge, question all knowledge. And that's what I would expect students to do, no matter what their course, what discipline.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Corr on the Green Party using the Waka jumping legislation, Gore District Council's plans to make the area culturally significant, and the University of Auckland's Te Tiriti o Waitangi paper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.